Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
I heard a startling noise when I entered the garage. Squeaks and bumps. There it was, a hummingbird, bumping up against the ceiling, distressed. It must have gotten into the garage when I left the back door open, carrying in gardening supplies. I opened both garage doors and the back door and then left the stressed bird to find her way out. But she didn't. When I went back in 20 minutes later, there she was, still bumping her head against the ceiling and crying. She was just feet away from an open sky, and she was trapped. After 10 more minutes, I asked my husband to get the ladder to catch her and release her outside. Lately, I have been feeling like that bird, trapped. I could see the blue sky, but I keep bumping up against old patterns, knowing that freedom is there, and yet I keep doing what I've learned as a child. I am so used to staying within the confines of what is okay to be that I struggle to find my way out. We all have this, an identity of who we are, who we think we have to be, what we believe is true. Well, as a child, raised by a single mother who worked two jobs and barely had enough money to keep us warm and fed, I learned that I shouldn't do anything to get her angry. What an ungrateful child I was if I didn't do my chores, or did or say anything that made her lash out at me. She sacrificed a lot for the four kids, and we knew it. So I developed a pattern of paying attention to how I was being received and tap dancing to make sure I was not making my mother angry or upset. With this pattern well established into my adulthood, imagine how hard it was for me to be a clear manager. I was like that hummingbird trapped in the garage, trying to do or say something that wouldn't upset the other person. I would sandwich what I wanted to say in mushy language, you know, to soften it up so they wouldn't lash out or get angry at me. Say you agreed to deliver something by X date, but you did not. I might say something like, I know how busy you've been, but you didn't follow through on this item and you didn't let me know. But I want you to know how much I appreciate what you bring to this job and your enthusiasm. You can see how confusing that message might have been. I made up an excuse for her instead of clearly saying, when we met, you said you would do X, but I haven't seen anything and it's past due. Here's the impact it's had on me. Tell me, what happened? But that kind of clarity wasn't available to me then. Like the hummingbird in the garage, I kept hitting my head against the ceiling, thinking, I can't make them angry or upset with me. The good part is I'm sensitive and don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, and the bad part is I can be so unclear, it can hurt a relationship or impact the work. I love the phrase I learned from Brené Brown in her new book, Daring to Lead. Clear is kind. Let me say that again. Clear is kind. But like many simple statements, I could see the truth in them. But like the hummingbird, I could see the light, but I couldn't find my way out. I had a deep pattern of not wanting to upset people. I should say, just to be clear, of course I did upset people, but I tried really hard not to the point of inserting a mute button in my mouth, tap dancing to be acceptable. But that cost of putting the mute button in my mouth, that cost of tap dancing to be acceptable, that no longer works for me. So how do you or I get free from these old patterns? How do we stop hitting our heads against the garage ceiling? Well, what are your patterns that no longer work for you? Is it taking everything personally? Or do you feel like you always have to be right? Or is it you don't take others' needs into account? First part is noticing. Maybe not in the moment right away, but noticing what you're doing. And that is the beginning of shifting the pattern. The second part of the transition is to notice that pattern in the moment. And instead of beating myself up for the pattern, getting curious about it. How did it feel? What was the fear? I could only get so far by myself, so I got help. But with help, I started to find my way through the open door to the land of clear is kind. I'm getting a bit more free to use my authentic voice kindly and clearly and more often.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.